The disciplinary fallout continues after a Delaware elementary school therapist was found to have a bogus doctoral degree and is now charged with child rape. WHYY's Chris Barish has the latest.
Sanctions have been meted out against one state education official and three Brandywine school district administrators. All could have taken actions that led to the discovery of John Arnold's fabricated master's and doctoral degrees, but they did not. The first big violation occurred in 2022 when an employee in the Department of Education's licensure and certification office approved an unofficial transcript from Ohio University that Arnold submitted himself. A WHYY news investigation this month found that Arnold never even attended Ohio U, and afterward the state investigated. The state has since taken unspecified action against the certification official.
I'm definitely disappointed that the process of vetting would be done incorrectly by the Department of Education, putting the district in this position. If someone comes in and the Department of Ed says, yes, their credentials are good, well, we're going to jump at that because we need these people.
That's Ralph Ackerman, president of Brandywine's board. He's also not happy that three district administrators didn't notify Human Resources in May after a hospital psychologist questioned Arnold's credentials. So last week, Brandywine fired its special ed director and docked the pay of Lombardi Elementary's principal and assistant after a brief suspension, sources told WHYY News. Superintendent Lisa Lawson said the district hired an outside attorney to examine what happened.
Based on the third-party investigator's recommendation for disciplinary consequences, we move forward accordingly based on those recommendations.
The state is also double-checking the credentials of other school psychologists, counselors, therapists, and social workers. Arnold is charged with first-degree rape against a 5-year-old family member. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.